Tim Fedewa out of the state of Michigan as he controls him and directs him where to go, bottom to top. They've got the lead with 11 laps to go in stage number two.
She is the track too tough to take.
The lady in black. She's got a thing for tradition, a hankering for history, and she sure likes a good challenge. Well, when Throwback Weekend comes to town, she'll get exactly what she wants and play extra hard to get.
These guys are going to have their hands full.
Shall We Dance? The official Throwback Weekend of NASCAR, May 10th through the 12th. Get your tickets now at DarlingtonRaceway.com.
Hi, I'm Kyle Penn. You may know that Victory Junction provides fun, adaptive, and life-changing experiences for kids with all levels of abilities, serious illnesses, and chronic medical conditions. But did you know that camp is free for the children and families we serve? Your support helps every camper build a foundation to live their best life. Make your gift today at victoryjunction.org/donate and feel your heart race.
Ryan Sieg continues to show the way. He's got Austin Hill on his back bumper in second. Riley Herbst currently third. Jesse Love and Cole Custer, that lap, rounded out the top five. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Back at Talladega Super Speedway and back side by side for the race lead. Coming to the inside lane now is Chandler Smith. He's got a full head of steam working side by side with Ryan Sieg. We'll get you back to the racing in a moment, but first, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing
You're listening
Network.
To coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi.
Motor Racing Network live at Talladega Super Speedway, the NASCAR Xfinity Series racing the Ag Pro 300. My name is Alex Hayden. Alongside is Jeff Striegel and championship-winning crew chief Todd Gordon. You've got Dave Moody, Mike Bagley, and Jason Toy out in the turns, up and down the pit lane. Steve Post, Paul Small, and Kim Kuhn.
Six different lead changes at the start-finish line among five different drivers. Austin Hill led wire-to-wire, green to green and white checkered flag as... He has led 26 different laps. Jesse Love, by the way, won stage number one. Ryan Sieg at the moment was out front. He gets shuffled out of line, and Chandler Smith will lead the field back towards Dave Moody.
Chandler Smith has had a very strong Toyota this afternoon. First trip to the front of the pack, and he'd like to make it a long one.
He has powered his way to the lead. Austin Hill has gotten himself positioned right behind him with Jesse Love in third. But here's Love with a challenge from Ryan Truex at his left elbow.
Ryan Truex been holding solid there as he drops down across the nose of the Chevrolet of Brandon Jones. Jones up into play now. He's battling for the second position. Up front, Ryan Truex is there, side by side for the second spot on back.
Jeb Burton now the third car in line on the inside lane after having to drop to the tail end of the field for the start for unapproved adjustments. A two-time Talladega winner, Jeb Burton now wants to play in the lead sandbox.
Yeah, Burton working the Talladega magic one more time. He loves this race track, and it's pretty fond of him as well. He's up into a side-by-side battle for fifth. Oh, near collision is Truex. Almost got into the side of Chandler Smith. Trying to throw a block in turn two.
Yeah, Truex tried to slide up. They almost made contact. That leaves the inside open for Brandon Jones, and Truex is hung out in the middle. But hang on, help is on the way. Here comes Sheldon Creed to give him assistance.
Sheldon Creed, his teammate, trying to push him back there, but he falls back out of the top 10. Up front, it is Chandler Smith. Austin Hill in the second spot. Brandon Jones to driver's left elbow there of Austin Hill and Jesse Little.
Boy, you got the issue there for Brandon Jones, that inside lane beginning to evaporate. Brandon was right up there alongside Chandler Smith. He's got Jeb Burton behind him. Sam Mayer is there as well, but you're going to need more downstairs to make it work, will you not, Dave?
Yeah, absolutely so, and those second and third cars in line have got to get up right onto the back bumper of the first car in line. They're beginning to do that now as they come to the assistance of Brandon Jones.
Brandon Jones now side by side in a race for third, but he needs more drafting help. Parker Kligerman is in the three wide line down low. He's got no help, and they're disorganized just outside of the top 10 as they power their way off the end of the backstretch.
Ryan Truex's prerogative is to stay right there in that middle lane. He gets that help there from his teammate, and Anthony Alfredo is starting to pay off a little bit. Ryan Truex sliding back up, back into the top five, but up front, the three-car breakaway.
It is on the outside lane, and that is being led by Chandler Smith on that outside lane. On his back bumper is Austin Hill. Then you've got Jesse Love, Ryan Sieg, Riley Herbst now beginning to latch onto that outside lane.
A number of drivers have had a taste of the lead already this afternoon, and the battle for the front spot in no danger of abating right now. Front of the field belongs to Chandler Smith off turn two.
And Austin Hill, Jesse Love, and Ryan Sieg right behind him. Behind Sieg, here comes Brandon Jones in the middle, storming up the middle lane. And here comes Austin Hill out of the pocket to the inside and back to the lead at Talladega.
Drops down, tries to get ready to slide back up because Jesse Love went with him. Brandon Jones down there. Chevrolet lineup down on the inside with Parker Kligerman. Now Love slides back up across the nose of Chandler Smith. Put Austin Hill back on top.
Boy, had to drag the brake more than likely coming off turn number four because he was out front by some 15 car lengths. Alex Hayden, power move delivered by a veteran, especially when it comes to these big racetracks. What a move a moment ago by Austin Hill.
It really is, and it shows his ability to manipulate the air to his advantage, because in the Xfinity Series, you're not allowed to lock bumpers and really shove each other for a long period of times. You can knock on the back bumper and you can tap it and keep pushing somebody by doing that, but you can't continuously lock bumpers. He pulled out a line on his own, Todd Gordon, drove to the bottom and drove away from the field to what Jeff said, about 10, 15 car lengths.
Yeah, and as you look at it, as you talked about, the fact that you can't lock bumpers here, you see this kind of accordion effect where cars back up and come forward and give you a push. I think he almost lulled him to sleep, thinking he was going to give the push, and as he had the momentum, made the move to the bottom. A very experienced move.
Boy, it was like a four-lane crossover for Austin Hill. Again, he's got his teammate right where he wants him. That's Jesse Love riding right behind Chandler Smith, Ryan Sieg, Brandon Jones, top five, Dave.
When those radical crossover moves work, you do what Austin Hill just did, and you go to the lead. When they don't work, you do what happened to Ryan Truex a moment ago. You get freight trained all the way back out of the top 10.
Right now, he is in the process of trying to get regrouped. Everybody now trying to wrestle for real estate. First side-by-side battle inside the top five. A.J. Allmendinger and Ryan Sieg for fourth.
Welcome A.J. Allmendinger to the party, all the way down to the bottom side. Gets a great run down to the bottom part of the racetrack. Slides up through the middle. He's battling for second with Jesse Love, side by side there for Chevrolet. They worked away with Austin Hill up front.
They'll come down to the line and start the final lap of stage number two. Top 10 drivers on the completion of the next lap will earn points. Right now the race leader's Austin Hill, but here comes the draft.
Hill's got a big lead and it's getting eaten up in a hurry because they've got a run on him. Allmendinger to the bottom. Hill drops down to block. Jesse Love to the top. Hill back up to block. Here comes the dinger. Hill fill the hole downstairs.
Side by side for the lead. Here's A.J. Allmendinger to the inside of Austin Hill. Jesse Love behind Hill. Behind A.J. Allmendinger, Brandon Jones. They continue to race wheel to wheel with Hill getting the advantage in three.
Austin Hill gets a great push from his teammate Jesse Love, but down low it's another great run for A.J. Allmendinger. Hill slides across the nose of Allmendinger Chevrolet, leads him off of turn number four. It is Allmendinger giving chase with Jesse Love on the outside.
Austin Hill, bottom side of the racetrack, not anymore, up the racetrack. Throws a block on A.J. Allmendinger. Austin Hill is going to win stage number two. The battle will be for second and give it to Jesse Love by inches. over A.J. Allmendinger, Austin Hill, power move to get him out front, and then wise moves to keep him there to pick up the Stage 2 win. Austin Hill over Jesse Love, A.J. Allmendinger, Ryan Sieg, Brandon Jones, your top five. The rest of the top ten, Chandler Smith, Parker Kligerman, 7th, Riley Herbst, 8th, Jeb Burton, 9th, Cole Custer completes the top 10.
Caution is on the speedway for the second time in the Ag Pro 300. Stage number 2 is in the books.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore art thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with Geico, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest they forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Oh, whyest must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
NASCAR's next generation of stars drive in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
And here they come. Zane Smith now will try to advance his way to the lead.
Catch the excitement of every race right here.
NASCAR has made it official. Zane Smith is a back-to-back winner at the Daytona International Speedway in the opener.
On the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Pit stops potentially on deck once it opens up. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Back here at the Talladega Super Speedway, the green light has just come on to driver's left, meaning pit lane is open for business, and I expect it to be quite busy. As a matter of fact, race leader Austin Hill will fall off the racetrack and pull the rest of the lead lap cars with him. We start our coverage with Kim Kuhn.
And Austin Hill, the team said the call is C. We'll find out what that is. But Austin said the only thing he can say is as he exits, he gets a little darty. Didn't know exactly what he needed. They will put right side tires on. It looks like it's going to be a four-tire stop for Austin Hill here down at pit road. Brandon Jones done with his service. That was a right side tire only. Big chassis adjustment on the Hill machine as well. Also in Sam Mayer finishing up service down here. Steve Post.
Cole Custer is in four tires. Sunoco Racing Fuel. Jesse Loves no tires. Wins the race off from pit road. Brandon Jones, Chandler Smith, Parker Kligerman, and looks like Sheldon Creed, your front five cars out. So Love goes with no tires on that pit stop. It looked like two tires for Cole Custer, Sunoco Racing Fuel. Shane Van Gisberg pretty comfortable with his race car. Four tires as well for Ryan Truex on the pit stop, Paul.
And Riley Herbst came in. He got four tires. Parker Kligerman, remember he had that issue at the end of stage one. He went with two tires here to try to grab track position.
All right, thank you very much. Pit stops are complete. Postman exactly right with that top five off of pit road. Jesse Love, lightning quick stop off of pit road. The first one off of pit road. We got a loose tire getting away down there, Alex Hayden.
Yeah, it's out in the grass, and there's a pit crew member, that's a NASCAR official, that's run out to retrieve that wheel that got away from somebody. So somebody's going to have to fall to the tail end of the field for the restart.
Top five off pit road, Jesse Love, Brandon Jones, Chandler Smith, Parker Kligerman, and Sheldon Creed.
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back and ready to make a new millionaire in Victory Lane.
Oh!
Last year, it happened to Stephanie. This year, it could be you winning $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Head to Powerball.com for the list of participating lotteries and join the race for $1 million. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500.
Jeff Gordon's rise to one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers was one like no other. Relive Jeff Gordon's journey to the NASCAR Hall of Fame with the exclusive MRN podcast, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 93 Cup Series wins, 4 Cup Series championships, and 3 Daytona 500 wins. A career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Back under the green flag here at Talladega very shortly. Again, it was Jesse Love off of pit road, position number one from Talladega Super Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Boy, we are now 54 laps complete. Jesse Love, Brandon Jones, Chandler Smith, Parker Kligerman, Sheldon Creed, top five. The rest of the top 10, Ryan Truex, Riley Herbst, Cole Custer. Sam Mayer has rallied back up the leaderboard. He is scored ninth in front of Taylor Gray.
So Taylor Gray is being scored the 10th spot. You got A.J. Allmendinger 11th. Austin Hill is back to 12th after the pit stop. Shuffle, Jeremy Clements is 13th. Ryan Sieg and Kyle Sieg go 14th and 15th. Parker Retzlaff is 16th. Matt DiBenedetto 17th. Sammy Smith is 18th. Jeb Burton 19th. And Shane Van Gisbergen is 20th.
The rest of the top 30 includes Patrick Emerling 21st, Kyle Weatherman 22nd, then Josh Williams, Blaine Perkins, and Anthony Alfredo, Leland Honeyman 27th, 28th to Ryan Ellis, Haley Deegan 29th, and Joey Gase is 30th.
31st right now is Dawson Cram. Mason Massey is 32nd. Josh Balicki is 33rd. 34th is David Starr. Jordan Anderson is 35th. Cesar Baccarella is 36th. 37th and off the racetrack behind the wall, Jeffrey Earnhardt. 38th and out of the race is Justin Allgaier. The 36 drivers left on the track are all still on the lead lap.
That's a look at the leaderboard presented by hands-free Skechers slip-ins. No bending down, no touching your shoes. Just slip in and go with hands-free Skechers slip-ins.
The field gets the one-to-go signal here at the start-finish line. Again, they'll choose which lane they want to restart in. That means the field is coming to the Geico restart zone. Presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook confusing? Make it easy. Switch to Geico and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started.
It was Jesse Love that scored the win in stage number one. And it was his teammate, Austin Hill, that just recently picked up the green and white checkered flag to wrap up stage two. We are now down to 58 laps remaining. The field double file working the super stretch here at the Talladega Super Speedway. Again, 2.66 miles in length. The biggest racetrack we run on, Alex, all year long.
It is, and it's one of the most exciting. That is an absolute fact, and that's why the fans pack this place year in and year out here. It's a perfect day for racing, too. Overcast skies, not too hot. I see a a handful of folks down there have a jacket or a sweatshirt on, but the headsets are on in the grandstands listening to their favorite drivers or us here on the broadcast as we're about a half a lap away from going back under the green flag.
As the field makes its way over into the banking of turns 3 and 4 in front of Jason Toy.
Brandon Jones will occupy the bottom part of the racetrack. Jesse Love will take top side. Behind him will be Chandler Smith down to the inside of road number 2. Parker Kligerman, Riley Hurst lined up right behind him. Also, Sheldon Creed. He is in there, too, right behind his teammate of Chandler Smith as we get ready to go back to final stage racing here at Talladega.
Jason Brownlow, the pace car driver, will make the left-hand turn and get that pace car back to pit lane and leave the field in control of Jesse Love, who will be the control car. And as the control car and the race leader, it's up to him to jump on the gas anytime inside that Geico restart zone.
58 laps to go in the AgPro 300 at Talladega. On the outside for the green flag, it is Jesse Love. To his inside, Brandon Jones. Jesse's got Chandler Smith right behind him. Brandon Jones has got help from Parker Kligerman downstairs.
Advantage will go to Jesse Love, and he can thank Chandler Smith for that. Smith buried in the trunk of that Chevrolet, pushes him to the lead. Jesse Love to the top spot. Brandon Jones will battle Chandler Smith side by side for position number 2.
Jesse Love started a move to the inside to throw the block on Brandon Jones, but quickly snapped his way back up to lead the outside lane. The inside lane losing momentum while Jesse Love is in the lead and controls the field at Talladega.
Jesse Love loves what he sees out front. That's open real estate, but he looks back to his left side coming up on his elbow. That'll be Brandon Jones trying to mount a charge. Although he doesn't get any help, Parker Kligerman trying to work the middle lane. Here goes Cole Custer down to the inside.
Cole Custer doesn't have any intentions at all of riding the middle lane. He wants to go to the bottom and start his own line. Brandon Jones sees that. He'll drop downstairs to put the block on. Meanwhile, it's Jesse Love showing the way.
Love at the front of the field, about a half a car length up over Chandler Smith. Sheldon Creed rides in the third spot. Then comes the middle lane. Brandon Jones leading the charge there with help from Parker Kligerman.
They race their way off turn 2 and onto the backstretch. There's a third lane forming down low, but it's mid-pack. It's led by Cole Custer. He's got Riley Herbst with him there. While up front, here's Brandon Jones inching up to a side-by-side battle for third.
Slowly but surely, Brandon Jones got that bottom line formed up. Matter of fact, 3 Chevrolets occupy that bottom line. Brandon Jones, Parker Kligerman, Austin Hill bouncing back after the pit stop. He's third in that bottom line.
Jesse Love, though, trying to hold everybody at bay, but I don't think it's going to last long. Brandon Jones, fender out front on the inside lane. Brandon with help from Parker Kligerman, Austin Hill, Ryan Sieg. They're working downstairs, and Brandon Jones leads here at Talladega.
Jay Love had his hands full, and he couldn't block at all. Brandon Jones got to the bottom. He'll go to the lead. He'll take Kligerman along with him. Here comes Austin Hill to the low line. He'll take third away.
Hill will fade. Make that Jesse Love will fade to second. Now third. Brandon Jones comes up the banking. He will throw the block. Kligerman comes with him. So it's Jones, Kligerman, Hill, and now Love and Sieg wheel-to-wheel for fourth.
Ryan Sieg down to the bottom part of the racetrack, trying to bring Jeb Burton with him on the bottom part. Also Sammy Smith stuck out in the middle, though. It is Sam Mayer up top. It is a side-by-side battle for the top spot.
Boy, it is hard racing front to rear all the way through the pack. 2 and 3 wide racing, now 4, and it's going to settle down here at the front of the field. That was Jeb Burton and Sammy Smith as they come across the line in the AgPro 300. 55 laps to go. Brandon Jones, Parker Kligerman, Austin Hill, Ryan Sieg, Jesse Love, top 5. Rest of the top 10, Chandler Smith, Jeb Burton, Sammy Smith, Sheldon Creed, and Sam Mayer. That is your top 10, and Alex Hayden is going to change 9 times before they get back here.
It absolutely will, and that's part of the thrill of racing at Talladega, and part of the reason our good friends at AgPro are part of the action here at Talladega. We want to welcome Lance Rudd, Division President, AgPro Companies, here back into the broadcast booth. Welcome back to Talladega, and thanks again for what you guys are doing here.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having us up here.
Lots going on with AgPro, including the Sign and Drive event. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we've got a lot of different events going on with the Sign and Drive program we're running. Anything on compact tractors, 1 series and 3 series compacts for the month of April, 0% for 84 months with no money down with approved credit. We also have the 60-month program on our 333, which is our most common track loader we sell. lowest prices we've had on that unit in years. One more, we have our Gators, 0 for 72 months. Sign and drive event with no money down also.
How important is the partnership with Ag Pro and your team with everybody here at Talladega Super Speedway and with NASCAR?
You know, we've been doing this for a hand number of years now, and just the relationship we built here between Talladega and the staff here and the drivers, and it's just been a great thing for us and connecting with the fans and really putting the green equipment on the ground.
And you guys continue to put on great races like what we're seeing here again today, highly competitive as usual. It's always fun to visit with you, and it's great to hang around with you and your teammates all weekend long here at Talladega. Thank you again so very much for what you and AgPro do for NASCAR racing and especially for Talladega Super Speedway.
Well, we appreciate you guys again, and everybody listening, come see us at AgPro, John Deere dealer. Come get you in the track.
That's how you find out more about it. That's Lance Rudd, Division President, AgPro Companies.
52 laps to go in the AgPro 300 at Talladega. Brandon Jones out front. Parker Kligerman right now running second under fire from Ryan Sieg. You've also got Sammy Smith and Austin Hill inside your top five.
This season, Toyota Racing is looking for jugglers.
Aha!
Not the ones who toss balls or rings. Fans that can juggle the rigors of a 10-month-long season across many different racing circuits.
Well, what if I added knives?
What if you added GR Cup, Formula Drift, and off-road racing? If you can juggle it all, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. Formula Drift is a registered trademark of Formula Drifts Holdings, LLC.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
Sammy Smith has come to the front of the field here at Talladega. Sammy's going to lead him across the line. There's a new player in the top 10. There's a new player inside the top 5. Shane Van Gisbergen battling for second with Ryan Sieg. We'll get you back to the track in just a moment from Talladega Super Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Isbergen is the race leader here at Talladega. Well, he was, but he's not anymore. He works the middle lane, that outside lane, rumbling once again, led by Sammy Smith. He brings him across the line, side by side for second. On the outside, Austin Hill, Van Gisbergen working way down on the bottom.
I don't know what time it is in New Zealand, but there are a lot of Kiwis screaming right now. Front of the pack, here comes Austin Hill, another bonsai move, dives to the bottom, takes the lead to the back straightaway.
Austin Hill now in the middle of the race. Track. Shane Van Gisbergen will lead the lane down low and it starts to fade. Sammy Smith leads the lane on the outside. Hill shifts lanes and he'll go to the top in three.
Brandon Jones getting the bottom part of the lane, battling for that second spot, has Ryan Sieg there down to the very bottom part of the racetrack. Van Gisbergen leading that line. But here goes Brandon Jones and Ryan Sieg to back the block down low.
48 laps to go in the AgPro 300 this time by. Continuing to watch a great race here at Talladega with Austin Hill back. back at the front of the field, side by side from second all the way back through the field. Oh, trouble now. Brandon Jones gets clipped head on into the outside wall. Brandon Jones was on the bottom side of the racetrack. Not sure if it was Shane Van Gisbergen or Parker Kligerman. It looks like it was Kligerman that came down. It looks like both drivers trying to get to the middle of the racetrack and met at the same point. The left front of the Parker Kligerman car clips the right rear of the Brandon Jones car, and that triggers the crash, and it wipes out a handful of other race cars who are simply innocent bystanders.
Yeah, that is for sure. Brandon Jones, Jeremy Clements involved, a number of other cars. We'll recap it all for you. A.J. Allmendinger also involved. We are under the caution flag on lap number 65 with Austin Hill out front.
I'm a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes to keep me safe on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Calling all nonprofit organizations, the NASCAR Foundation has great news. The NASCAR Day Giveathon is back for 2024. What's that, you ask? It's a national campaign to help nonprofit organizations raise funds to support their local missions. By signing up for the Giveathon, you gain access to a national marketing campaign to build visibility and donations for your nonprofit at no cost to you. And as a bonus, special incentives and prizes will be announced along the way to help you maximize your efforts. Visit NASCARDayGiveathon.org to sign up today.
They were racing for position number two. Brandon Jones way down on the bottom of the racetrack. Parker Kligerman slid down across the nose of Ryan Sieg and into the car of Brandon Jones. The crash was on from there. We'll recap it. Check on pit road. A lot of things to cover. We'll do it in a moment from Talladega Super Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Configuring the Bluetooth, deciding who controls the music, remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Sam Mayer, Ryan Truex also involved. We'll give you the complete rundown right now, but three of the four junior motorsports cars have been caught up in one thing or another. Of course, Justin Allgaier with a big crash earlier in the event. All right, let's recap it. It happened. It broke out after the tri-oval, headed off to turn number one. A number of cars, Alex Hayden, involved. Let's give you those that were indeed involved.
Yeah, Brandon Jones, Parker Kligerman, Ryan Truex, A.J. Allmendinger, Jeremy Clements, Kyle Weatherman, Matt DiBenedetto, Leland Honeyman, also involved in the crash. Todd, we've had the opportunity from a couple of different angles to figure out what triggered it. What forced the Parker Kligerman car down into the Brandon Jones car?
Looks like guys from the top lane and the bottom lane were both thinking they wanted to occupy the middle lane. And as they came together, Parker Kligerman was coming down. Brandon Jones made a move up, and Ryan Sieg, I think, was following Brandon up. And Parker wasn't quite clear of Ryan. That got Parker crossed up into the corner of
of the nine car of Brandon Jones and kind of started this whole piece.
And Steve Post, we wiped out some pretty fast race cars just a moment ago.
Yeah, AJ Allmendinger was having a really nice run. He's got a lot of damage to the splitter on the front and the hood. They had the saws out. AJ is still nursing that car around the racetrack. In fact, there he goes past us here, but there's still a lot of damage on that. Ryan Truex, he's driving the Gibbs Camp, that number 20 car that Eric Almirola drove to a win a couple weeks ago up at Martinsville. He has got a lot of damage to the right side of his car. So a lot of damage, and actually seeing Sam Mayer now going behind pit wall as well. So a lot of damage, a lot of fast race cars here at Talladega in that one.
That is, in a word, racing at Talladega. You can be cruising along, having a good run, and all of a sudden you're in somebody else's mistake or one of them racing deals, as they say, and your afternoon is over just like that. Kind of like a Sam Mayer, as Steve just pointed out, has backed his car up out of his pit box and will drive it at least crooked back to the Xfinity Series garage with a bent chassis.
You know, when you think of Sam Mayer and you think of highs and lows of big-time stock car racing, I think 2024 kind of sums that up for Sam. Would you not agree?
100%. He got off to just a rotten start here this season. Bounces back and gets the win last week at Texas Motor Speedway, riding a wave of momentum into Talladega. And here they are getting wiped out in a crash by not of their own doing. And they got to go back and fix a race car. And, yeah, that's just part of it. In professional sports, you're going to have good days and bad days and going half mad days.
Yeah, he's going to go home a little bit mad, a little bit sad, and obviously very disappointed. 44 laps to go. Paul Small, the pit road has yet to open up. If it does, what do you expect?
Well, we expect Ryan Sieg on pit road, listening to his crew communication. They're concerned about some damage on the right front. Other than that, they're planning 3.5 seconds of fuel back on the racetrack.
So let's talk a little bit about the $100,000 bonus from Xfinity, the Dash for Cash. Justin Allgaier's out of the race. Sam Mayer out of the race. AJ Allmendinger's beat up race car sits on pit road right now, and that leaves one driver out there right now, Todd Gordon, that has a clean car at the moment.
Yeah, Ryan Sieg with a great run last week. I want to go back and touch on that, but because there are situations where you can kind of luck your way into it, but he ran in the top 10 last week and just drove his way to the lead. What a great run there, great momentum for him, and they're in a good position here this week.
And that's talking about Ryan Sieg. If he can maintain where he's running, meaning maintain running in front of AJ, Sam done, Allgaier done, he will collect $100,000 as long as he finishes in front of those three drivers. And like you point out, Alex, AJ pretty much dead in the water, at least at the moment. The crew continues to work. And let's go down there right now. Steve Post, AJ Allmendinger just now pulling away.
Yeah, he's just pulling away while every other crew member jumps on the pit wall because he's been doing all these pit stops while pit rows is closed. They've actually got the hood now back down. The rear of the hood up by the window was buckled up and bowed up. So he's got that back down. As we look up, Paul Small, we got race cars headed your way on pit road.
Austin Hill is in. Sheldon Creed is in. Creed's crew working on the right front corner of that. It's fuel only for him, fuel only for Austin Hill. Ryan Sieg also fuel only, Steve.
No co-fuel only for many of these cars, not for Jesse Love. He took lefts at the end of the stage. He's going to go right side tires here. Sunoco Racing Fuel, the race off from pit road. Austin Hill wins it. Chandler Smith goes out. Sammy Smith goes out, as well as Ryan Sieg and Shane Van Gisbergen as he pits. We've got a couple other cars being worked on here on pit road as they continue to do some work on it. Jeb Burton wrapping up his pit service here. And this should be enough to get to the end of the race. Not much more, but it will get them to the end of the race. The window we heard was 45 laps. This is 43 laps from the end of the race.
And they'll be able to save a little fuel because we still have another lap or two before we put them under the green flag. So there is still some time to save Sunoco fuel here in this one.
Looking for motorsports coverage you can't find anywhere else? Look no further than the Motor Racing Network's lineup of weekly podcasts. NASCAR news and interviews on NASCAR Live and NASCAR Live Wide Open. NASCAR Cup Series Insight on Crew Call. NASCAR Grassroots Racing News and Talk on NASCAR Coast to Coast. And Sprint Car Talk on Wing Nation. All these and more available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
From the infield garages to the race shops, NASCAR Hot Pass is your all-access ticket to the latest news from the sport.
Well, we got them down. Now we put our foot on them. Then that's the attitude you got to have.
I don't think it's a move that can have any success at Martinsville. I still don't know why it worked.
Stay up to date with all of your favorite drivers all year long.
Get to the Final Four is what every driver in NASCAR's goals are.
NASCAR Hot Pass, weekday mornings from the Motor Racing Network.
From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
Corn. It's everything to Wisconsin's corn growers. It's food, it's feed, it's fuel. The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association gives members a strong and unified voice at the state and federal level. As a member, you'll have a seat at the table on issues impacting farms like yours. Help support our industry by becoming a Wisconsin Corn Growers Association member today at wicorn.org. Our state, our fields, our corn.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
We welcome you back to Talladega Super Speedway. Let's check in with Kim Kuhn at the Infield Care Center.
Jeremy Clements has been released. Part of that incident, unfortunate day, ending to the day for you. What happened?
Brandon said he got turned by the 48. That's all I know, and I was collected in it. So it's a bummer for our all-South Electric, one-stop convenience store Chevy, just riding in the top lane, trying to be as fast as Xfinity Mobile, and didn't work out. That's Talladega for you.
There you have it. That's Jeremy Clements.
All right. Thank you, Kim. Matt DiBenedetto is being shown at the front of the field as we look out onto the Talladega Super Stretch. He's in front of Austin Hill, Chandler Smith, Sammy Smith, and Ryan Sieg. That's your top five. Shane Van Gisbergen, six. Taylor Gray, Cole Custer, Anthony Alfredo, Riley Herbst, top 10. Shane Van Gisbergen, Alex, we know the man has a ton of talent. You said it earlier, I believe it was you, quick study, quick learner, out front at Talladega. You know, this is something that is completely foreign to Shane. I mean, running at Talladega, you don't do this anywhere on the planet. Maybe Daytona, obviously, a little bit at Atlanta. But for Shane, with the limited amount of experience he has at this level with these cars, putting on a show.
He really is, but that just goes to show, again, just how talented of a race car driver he is, because you have to be able to adapt. You have to be able to adjust to different scenarios, not only with racetracks and the type of car you're racing, but the way you race. And he's getting coaching, obviously, from his spotter, Frank Denny Jr., high atop the racetrack here. Frank Denny is a great champion late model racer in his own right, and he's given a great lesson to Shane Van Gisbergen.
Brandon Jones out of the care center. Brandon Jones is with Kim Kuhn.
Yeah, Brandon Jones released from the care center. You were the first domino to fall in that incident. Walk us through what happened.
Yeah, I feel like what it takes to be fast around this racetrack and to win around this racetrack is aggressive moves, you know, and it's following lanes when they're producing, and you're making those gaps, you're making holes. I thought I did a great job of that kind of through those first two stages and position ourselves well. I watched the replay there, and it kind of looked like the 39 just got the 48 at the right time, and that kind of launched him into me. It's racing deal. It's unfortunate because, you know, that's no one's fault right there, really. It's just you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, and typically up front is where all this crazy stuff happens, you know. But to maintain the lead, you kind of have to lane balance the stuff, and you have to side draft hard. It's not just right around the bottom and hope that you make it to the end. You know, that's not the way to win. Maybe the way to finish, but it's not the way to win, you know. So I'm still, you know, I'm 9, 10 years, whatever it is, into the series, but I don't get an opportunity like this every time at a super speedway to lead. So you're working on things, you know, you're trying to iron all that stuff out. So when it comes time for the playoffs and we come back to these tracks, that we're prepared and we're ready, you know. So I just hate that we've had a couple of bad weeks from Menards, really. You know, we've had super fast Camaros every single weekend, and just hasn't been able to close them out. So Dover's coming up. I'm really good at Dover. Looking forward to going there. Maybe we'll set that thing on the pole and try to get a win.
That's Brandon Jones. He mentioned those couple of bad weeks is the fifth straight finish of 13th or worse for Brandon Jones.
Can't go anywhere but up for Brandon Jones and that Junior Motorsports team. Now, there are three teams that got penalized on that situation on pit lane. We had speeding for Sammy Smith. He'll fall to the tail end of the field. Parker Retzloff's crew was over the wall too soon. He'll go to the tail end of the field. And Taylor Gray will drop to the tail end of the field. That team and that driver got busted for removing equipment out of the pit box.
Quick reminder, coming up tomorrow, we've got the Geico 500 for you live on the Motor Racing Network. Our airtime, 2 o'clock. Mike Bagley, that's 2 o'clock Eastern, by the way. Mike Bagley will have NASCAR Live Race Day for you. He'll be joined, of course, by Steve Post and Kim Kuhn, Paul Small, and more. You won't want to miss it. 2 o'clock Eastern time. He'll take you all the way up to the green flag, and then we will indeed run the Geico 500 at Talladega. Earlier, Michael McDowell picked up the pole, his second career pole, and McDowell will lead the field to the green flag then as Austin Hill gets ready to lead the green flag, lead the field back to the green flag here in the AgPro 300.
As the green does go in the air and through the gearbox, they go one more time. Outside lane is led by Austin Hill. Inside lane led by Ryan Sieg. Wheel to wheel through the gearbox.
Here they come into turn number one. Nobody able to get the advantage for the moment. Now the inside line is going to go. Ryan Sieg with some help from Cole Custer. And now Austin Hill's got no help at all. Shane Van Gisbergen is coming, but he's not there yet. Austin Hill all the way back to fourth place.
He's racing side-by-side with Riley Herbst, who will now lead the inside line. Up front, you got Ryan Sieg, you've got Cole Custer. They're out front by themselves, but traffic stacks up now from third on back.
Give Custer now then that second spot, trying to fend off down to the inside his teammate Riley Herbst. They're side-by-side for second. Ryan Sieg up out front. He's on the bottom part of the racetrack, side-by-side for second on back.
Ryan Sieg leading at Talladega, leading with 40 laps to go. Sam Mayer has just come from the care center. Let's hear from him now. Kim?
Yeah, Jeff, he was part of those collection of cars that got in that incident. So from your seat, what can you tell us about it?
Yeah, I literally couldn't see anything. All I saw was the car in front of me and a bunch of smoke. So, unfortunate, but me and Kevin, we made really good choices all day, staying out of trouble. Obviously, we went to the bottom to try to stay away from it because we felt the energy building. And unfortunately, still got caught up in it, but that's just part of racing here. I feel like everything that I've learned since Daytona was working really well for today, so I just got to be a little bit better, but our first Bank of Alabama Chevrolet was as fast as Xfinity Internet. That's all you can ask for.
That's Sam Mayer. We have a caution for debris. He mentioned Kevin. That's Kevin Hamlin, his spotter. Last week's winner, Sam Mayer, not going to be able to finish today's race.
Field will roll out of the throttle and slow it back down. Big chunk of metal over on the Alabama Gang Super Stretch. It looks like the back bumper cover of one of the race cars that had damage on it previously. And we're under caution now for the fourth time here in the race.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else, someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with Geico, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
Geico, great service without all the drama.
She is the track too tough to take.
The Lady in Black. She's got a thing for tradition, a hankering for history, and she sure likes a good challenge. Well, when Throwback Weekend comes to town, she'll get exactly what she wants and play extra hard to get.
These guys are going to have their hands full.
Shall We Dance? The official Throwback Weekend of NASCAR, May 10th through the 12th. Get your tickets now at darlingtonraceway.com.
From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, I like to work on my own vehicle, but I need some parts. Can you help me out?
For do-it-yourselfers, we can get any part for any Ford, Mercury, or Lincoln vehicle. We can take care of you. If we don't have it in stock, we can get it in one day for you. So if you need parts to fix your Ford, your Lincoln, your Mercury, come and see us. Tom Heffernan, the parts distributor in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota. We'll take care of you from start to finish. Come and see me, 48 years in a corner, where cars and trucks like eggs, they're cheaper in the country.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
We welcome you back to Talladega Super Speedway as we work under the caution flag for the fourth time. This for debris off of the A.J. Allmendinger car and Steve Post. That was the back bumper cover, and that is an important piece according to the rule book.
Well, it's a piece that has to be attached to the race car. So right now the team is working on a plan. They're waiting for A.J. to come down pit road. Alex Jantz is the crew chief, and Chris Rice, the team president, is also involved down here, and they're instructing the crew on how to put a new rear bumper cover on this car. There's a gray bumper cover right down here. The crew is looking at it now. They're actually working on it with some drills and making sure they've got everything to affix it as quickly as possible. So they're ready. They're just waiting for the car, but they're going to put a brand new bumper cover on the A.J. Allmendinger car.
Well, there's 100,000 reasons why they want to make sure it's on and it doesn't come off and it works properly. He's one of the four Dash for Cash drivers, one of two that's still in the hunt. The other one is Ryan Sieg, Paul Small, and Ryan right now solid sitting there in position number two.
And you might remember he got caught up in that jingle that we had with Brandon Jones and the rest of those drivers. Car came down pit road, minimal damage on the right front corner, nothing else on the rest of the car. Right now, their attitude, we only have to beat the 2 and the 21 together. They feel if those two guys hook up, that's the biggest threat to them, not only getting the win, but also finishing with that $100,000 payday.
The 2 being Jesse Love, the 21 being Austin Hill. Team cars from the Richard Childress Racing Stables, and they too have combined to lead 48 laps of the 75 that have been run here today.
Riley Herbst is the driver that is out front at the moment under caution. 75 down, soon to be 76 down because the field is crossing the start-finish line right now, giving us 37 to go. Herbst, Ryan Sieg, Jesse Love, Cole Custer, Shane Van Gisbergen among the top five. Alex Hayden, we see Sammy Smith making a pit stop, and others electing to come to pit road, including A.J. Allmendinger. Steve Post, Sammy Smith in front of you.
Yeah, Sammy Smith brings his car down to the attention of the crew. They're going with fuel only, going to make sure they've got fuel. A little change of plan here of what we described from A.J. Allmendinger. They've made the decision to re-tape, re-affix the bumper cover that's on the race car right now. 1, 2, 3, 4 crew members clad in black over working with that high-speed duct tape, also working with the bare bond tape, trying to make sure that they get the back bumper, the bumper cover, if you will, on the A.J. Allmendinger car. There's another piece of tape. Man, they have got a lot of tape down here trying to get this thing held on. Of course, this car will be up to speeds in excess of 180 miles per hour, and they want to make sure they get it. A.J.'s revving the engine up, impatient driver there, no doubt about it. And there he goes, down and away. We'll see. Got some open space on the right side of that rear end of the car. We'll see, though, if they got it attached so it'll stay on the race car.
Well, again, NASCAR by rule says you have to have the bumper cover attached and affixed to the race car. Todd Gordon, why is that important and why is that a rule?
Well, that's a piece that we went through a period in the mid-teens. You'd love to knock the bumper cover off because it does two things. It opens up the back of the car to that low pressure area behind the spoiler, so it makes more downforce. It sucks the air out from underneath the car. Also, the bottom edge of that bumper cover creates drag. So if you can lose a bumper cover, the car is faster down the straightaway and makes more downforce. It's a double win for these cars. So when they saw that, NASCAR went to the point that all intermediate and bigger, the short tracks they don't mandate, I don't believe at this point, but all intermediate tracks and super speedway tracks, you have to have the rear bumper cover installed in place.
Championship winning crew chief Todd Gordon with us here in the Barney Hall broadcast booth, high above the start-finish line, Talladega Super Speedway. 36 laps remain. in this afternoon's running of the NASCAR Xfinity Series race number 9. And under this caution flag, Alex Hayden, let's remind everybody how they stack up before we go back under green.
With Riley Herbst being scored the race leader, you've got Xfinity Dash for Cash front runner, Ryan Sieg second. Jesse Love is third, running in position number 4 as they come to the line to choose on the one to go. Fourth is Cole Custer. Shane Van Gisbergen is fifth. Jordan Anderson sixth. Anthony Alfredo is seventh. Austin Hill eighth. Parker Kligerman ninth. And Jeb Burton is 10th.
Right now, Blaine Perkins running 11th in front of Josh Williams. Sheldon Creed 13th in front of Josh Balicki. Matt DiBenedetto 15th. Chandler Smith, he's got work to do. He ran up front most of the early portion of this event. Right now he's 16th in front of Taylor Gray. David Starr with a good run, top 20 run so far. He's 18th. Kyle Sieg running in front of Sammy Smith. Alex mentioned him a few moments ago, penalized for speeding. Sammy Smith scored 20th.
Leland Honeyman, 21st. Parker Retzlaff, 22nd. Dawson Cram is 23rd, and Brennan Poole, 24th. Patrick Emmerling being scored 25th. Mason Massey, 26th. Haley Deegan is 27th. 28th is Joey Gase. 29th, Kyle Weatherman. And 30th, back on the track, still on the lead lap, Dash for Cash driver A.J. Allmendinger.
The rest of the running order, Cesar Baccarella, 31st. Ryan Ellis, last car on the track. He is 32nd. Out of the race, 33rd. All of these drivers out of the event. Brandon Jones, 33rd. Ryan Truex, 34th. Jeremy Clements, 35th. Sam Mayer, 36th. Jeffrey Earnhardt, 37th. And Justin Allgaier went out of this event on lap number 24.
Lap 78 will go on the board when they come back around to take the green flag. That'll give us 35 laps to go in the Ag Pro 300. So far, 21 lead changes. That's official at the start-finish line, with 13 different drivers taking their turn at the front of the field. We've been slowed by caution 4 times for a total of 18 laps.
And Steve Post, weigh in very quickly here. What about fuel for these drivers as we wrap this one up this afternoon?
They were close. They should be good now. These caution laps should put them in the category where they're good to go to the end of the race.
So that is exactly what everybody needed to hear on the Sunoco fuel as the field comes through the tri-oval, set to get back to the Geico restart zone. Riley Herbst chooses the inside lane. He's the race leader in the control car, gets back on the gas, restarts, and jumps out in front of Ryan Sieg. You've got Jesse Love on the inside lane, lending drafting assistance to Riley Herbst at the front of the field.
Into the 33-degree banking in turn number 1. Riley Herbst away with a clear shot of the lead. He'll leave the battle behind him for second. Sieg on the inside. Jesse Love on the inside behind them. Shane Van Gisbergen down low on Cole Custer.
Leaders race their way out of 2 and onto the Alabama Gang Superstretch. Riley Herbst now in control of this field, and they are stacked up behind him. Now the battle is on for about 7th spot, 5th. Now Shane Van Gisbergen making some noise and on the move down low.
3 wide in that 3rd spot with Van Gisbergen on the bottom side. In the middle of it is Austin Hill. He will get some help from Anthony Alfredo, who drops down in the middle lane. 3 wide for 2nd on back.
34 laps to go here this afternoon, and back under the green flag, and they come rocketing through the tri-oval. 3 wide from 1st on back. Shane Van Gisbergen downstairs. He wants the lead. In the middle, it's Austin Hill and Riley Herbst to the outside.
SVG trying to bust the move down low, but he's not quite there yet. It's 2x2 in that front row. Middle lane, Austin Hill, top side, Riley Herbst.
Now they stack it up for 3 wide positioning from 3rd on back. Shane Van Gisbergen, though, needs more drafting help. He only has 2 other cars now, 3 other cars behind him, where all of the drafting help has shifted to the outside lane.
Josh Williams, one of those guys in that outside lane in the 5th spot, side by side with Austin Hill up front. It's the black Monster Energy Ford Mustang up there for Riley Herbst. Right behind him, Ryan Sieg, also Cole Custer.
They make their way past the entrance to the pit lane, into the tri-oval again. It's Herbst, trunk full of Ryan Sieg, and Custer is there as well. Only 6 Ford Mustangs took the green flag right now. 3 of them go 1, 2, 3.
The Blue Oval Brigade likes liking the looks of that right now, but it may not last for very long because Austin Hill is trying to rally the troops down low. He's up to fourth place.
And he needs more help to get those troops rallied. Right now, he is leading that inside line while upstairs, the front two, couple of forwards right there. You got Riley Herbst. You got Ryan C. Throw another one in. Cole Custer right now rides third.
Cole Custer in that third spot. Parker Kligerman in the fourth spot. Josh Williams rounding out the top five. Austin Hill getting that bottom line formed up. He's got some Chevrolet help behind him. Five cars line up behind Hill.
Boy, if you've got a manufacturing partner out there, you want them with you right now. That's for sure. Hard racing, dropping all the way to the bottom of the racetrack now. Austin Hill, he's got some drafting help there, Dave, but I'm not sure he's got enough, at least not yet.
Although we've seen him do some pretty miraculous things today all by himself. We'll see what he can do. He's up to the side-by-side battle for third. Now up to second as he goes down low on Zeke. He may take a shot at the lead.
He has two other cars behind him and then two stragglers behind them. We're speaking of Austin Hill, who right now will fade into a side-by-side battle for fourth with Parker Kligerman.
Anthony Alfredo is behind him, trying to give him the push, getting formed up there with Jesse Love, Jordan Anderson, Jeb Burton down there as well. But up top, it continues to be Riley Herbst leading that outside lane.
With 31 laps to go, Todd Gordon, how patient do you still remain, or is it time to go?
No, I think you still got to maintain. I've been looking at the radar. I don't feel like we're racing against the weather in the next 10, 15 laps. I think we actually get to the end of it if it runs out green. I think you've got to be a little patient here. Wait for it to be 3, 4, 5 to go.
Austin Hill, Riley Herbst, they go side by side for the race lead. Behind them and Mike Bagley, how about the run that Anthony Alfredo is giving that race team? He is third and he is looking for more.
And he is right on the back bumper of Austin Hill on the inside lane. Great run with the driver with dude wipes on the quarter panels as Hill will go for the lead.
Hill gets a nose out in front. Riley Herbst drops all the way down, gets that left, that right rear corner there of Austin Hill, trying to work the draft. Have to slow them up side by side for the top spot of Talladega.
With the strong car of Austin Hill downstairs, he'll drop all the way down to the double yellow line outside up against the safer barrier. That's Riley Herbst. A third line is beginning to form now. Jordan Anderson is in the middle, and they're going to go towards the top 10.
Anderson has busted his way now into the top 10. He's up in a side by side battle for the number 9 position. Closes in now on the back bumper of Jesse Lowe.
Leaders come out of turn number 2 in the lead lane. Make that the outside lane with race leader Riley Herbst in it. Swings way wide. He's in control of this pack right now, and he's trying to keep Austin Hill behind him.
And that's going to be easier said than done because he's down on the inside. Austin Hill gets that nose out in front with another great run on the bottom part of the racetrack. He